This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 25, which is entitled Shivas' Dead Son Gives a Discourse on Spiritual Knowledge. Text 1, chapter 25. Jaya Jaya Sarvaloka Natagora Chandra Jaya Vipraveda Dharma Nyashira Mahendra. All glories to Gora Chandra, the Lord of all universes. All glories to the Lord of the Brahmanas, the Vedas, the eternal religious principles, and the sannyasis. Gaurasundara is the ultimate worshipable deity for the controllers of the 14 worlds, and Gauranga is the ultimate Lord and Master of all universes. Jaya Jaya Garbha Ratna Karunya Saga. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Vishwambhar. All glories to the jewel-like ocean of mercy who appeared from the womb of Shachi. All glories to Nityananda and all glories to Vishwambhar. Bhakta Goshti Sahita Gauranga Jaya Jaya. Shunile Chaitanya Kata Bhakti Labhyahai. All glories to Lord Gauranga along with his associates, Bhakta Goshti Sahitya. So many wonderful phrases. We often mention this. Vrindavan Das Thakur uses to refer to the Vaishnavas, Bhaktigan, Vaishnava Mandala, Bhakta Goshti Sahita. The Gauranga Sahita, along with the Bhaktas are always making sound, Goshti. They're making wonderful sounds and poetry and songs, kirtan, and Bhagavat Pat and speeches and kavi to glorify their Ishtadev, Radha and Krishna. And those are the people that Lord Chaitanya associates with. By hearing topics of Lord Chaitanya, one acquires bhakti. Madhya Khanda Kata Bhakti Rasira Nidhan Navadvipaye Krida Karila Sarvapran. The topics of Madhya Khanda, which we're discussing, describe how the life and soul of everyone, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, performed his pastimes in Navadvip. They are like a reservoir of devotional mellows. Nidhan, Nidhi. Nidhi means ocean, treasure house. Nidhan also means the same. Bhakti Rasa Nidhan. Madhya Khanda Katha. What is Madhya Khanda Katha? It is the topics and leelas and pastimes described in Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khanda. And what are those? Navadvipa Krida. Antya Leela is outside of Navadvipa. It's in... goes beyond. But Navadvipa Krida, this is the... Navadvipa Krida is so much full of bhakti ras, so much like a whole reservoir of devotional mellows. Niravadikari Prabhu Hari Sankirtan Apanaishvarya Prakashaye Sarvakshan. Gauranga constantly displayed his opulences as he continuously engaged in congregational glorification of Hari. Text 6. Nrityakare Mahaprabhu Nija Namaveshe Hunkara Kariya Maha Atta Atta Hase. Mahaprabhu roared Hunkara and laughed loudly as he danced in the ecstasy of chanting his own names. Atta Atta Hase Maha Atta Atta Hase. Just laughing and Nija Namavesh, he was absorbed in his own names. Krishna, Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan. Prima Rasa Niravadi, Gada Gadi Jai, Brahmara Vandita Anga Purnita Dulai. Mahaprabhu continually rolled on the ground in the mellows of ecstatic love. Gada Gadi Jai, Prima Rasa Niravadi. Gaurasundara's body, which is worshipped by Brahma, Brahma Vandanam, Anga, became covered with dust completely. Purna Dulai. Anga Purna Dulai. Anga Purna Dulai. Dula Duli. Stita Duli Sadrisham Vachintya. Gaura Sundara's beautiful transcendental golden form was Purna Anga, head to toe, arms, legs, chest, and back, face. Beautiful lotus, tender lotus face. They were all covered with the Navadvip Raj, the Mayapur Duli, Navadvip Duli, the dust of the transcendental land of Navadvip. May we someday be one of those particles of dust clinging to the sweet lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. Prabhura Ananda Ave Shara Nahi Anta Nayana Bhariya Deke Sava Bhagyavanta. The Bhagyavans, those that were all the sub-Bhagyavans, all those fortunate people living in Nadia during the Navadvip Kridha, they got to see, those devotees got to see to the full satisfaction, Nayana Bhariya. Their eyes were full, their eyes were laden and saturated with that darshan. They saw to the full satisfaction of their eyes that there was no end to the Lord's absorption in ecstasy. Antanahi. There was no antilila, there was no ant. Nahi. Prabhu, Mahaprabhu's Ananda Vesh. He was so deeply ensconced and absorbed and enveloped and submerged in ecstasy of Krishna consciousness that it was not non-ending, unending, going on and on and on. No one could see an end to it. And bhayo haile vaise prabhu sarvagana lana kondina ganga jale vihara ye gya. When Gauranga regained external consciousness and bhaya chit, he would sit down with the devotees. Sarvagan lana. And other days, Gaurahari would go sport in the water of the Ganga. Ganga Jale Vihar, like we have Rasa Bihari. Ganga Bihari, Gauranga ki jai. Ganga Bihari, Gaurahari ki jai. Ganga Jale Vihari. Kondina Nritya Kari Vasena Angane Gare Snana Karaya Jena Sarvabhakta Gane. Some days, Vishwambar would sit in the courtyard after dancing, and all the devotees would bathe him inside the house. Jatakshana Prabhura Ananda Nrityahaye Tatakshana Dukki Punya Vatti Jalawahe. While Gauranataraj danced in ecstasy, the pious devotee named Duki would bring water. It was a lady devotee. Punyavati. Duki Punyavati Jalawai. So this was her service, her nitya seva was to bring water. Shaneke dekaye nitya sajala nayane puna puna ganga jala wahi wahi jane. Sometimes tears would come out of Duki Mata's eyes as she watched Gaura Sundara dance. And then she would again and again bring water from the Ganga. Puna Puna Ganga Jal. Sari Kari Chaturdige Edi Kumbhagan Dekiya Santosha Bara Sri Shachinandan. She lined up the water pots in rows on all sides. On seeing this, Sri Shachinandan became greatly pleased. Dekiya Santosh, fully satisfied. Shiva Sarastane Prabhu Jigyase Apane Pratidina Gangajala Konjane Ane. The Lord asked Shivas, who is it that brings water every day for the Ganga? Shivas Bali Prabhu Dukiwahi Ane Prabhu Bali Sukikari Bala Sarvajani. Shiva said, oh, that's Duki Mata who brings the water. Gauranga said, you should all call her Suki. Ajanera Duki Nam Kabu Joganai Sarvakala Sukihena Mora Chitte Lai. That name Duki is not appropriate for this lady. I think she is always Suki or happy. Eteka Karunya Shuni Prabhura Shrimuke Kandite Lagila Bhakta Gana Prema Suke. On hearing these Karunya, these most compassionate words from Mahaprabhu's mouth, Bhaktagan, all the devotees became happy in love and cried and cried. Sabai Suki Bali Lena Prabhur Agyai Dasi Buddhi Srivasana Kare Sarvatai. From then on, by the order of Gauranga, everyone called her Suki. And then Srivas no longer treated her as a house servant. Prema Joge Seva Kari Le Krishna Pai Mata Mudhayile Jama Dandana Aidae. One attains Krishna simply by serving him with love. But one can't not escape the punishment of Yamaraj simply by shaving one's head. In other words, one may be a Shudra by Varna, simple servant, maidservant, house servant, carrying some water, and maybe married or maybe woman, maybe somewhat attached. But then if someone's a sannyasi and a Brahmin sannyasi on the top of the top ashram, top varna, and he has his head shaved. That's not sufficient. Still, he cannot escape the punishment of Yamaraj. Kule rupe dane va vidyaya kichunai. Prema joge bhajile se Krishna tushtahai. Good birth, beauty, wealth, and education. Kule, rupe, dane, vidya. They are all kichunai, useless. Krishna is pleased if one worships him with love. Prem yoga bhajile. Krishna tushtaha. You can please Krishna if your bhajan, prem yoga bhajan. If our bhajan, our hearing and chanting is connected, linked with love. One cannot develop love of God on the strength of his high birth, physical beauty, great wealth, or keen intelligence. However, if one does cultivate love by favorably engaging these in Krishna's loving service, then the Lord can become pleased. A jnani is superior to a karmi. And a devotee freed from the clutches of Gyan Shunya Bhakti, he's superior to a Gyani. Yet a devotee situated in Bhav is still superior, and they are each considered progressively qualified in the development of love for Krishna. Ye teka kahena tattva vedi bhagavate sabateka jena gora sundara sakshate. All the teachings of the Vedas and the Srimad Bhagavatam were directly exhibited by Sri Gaurasundar. He was a walking Veda, walking Tattva, walking Bhagavat. All the Veda Tattva and Bhagavat Tattva was visible, was seen. Everyone could see. Sakshat. Sabadeki Gaurasundara Sakshat. Everyone was very clearly visible to everyone in Navadvip. That Gaurasundar was Sakshat Veda Tattva, Sakshat Bhagavat Tattva. He was, as they have this term for Bhakti Sanat, he was a living and walking encyclopedia or living encyclopedia. Not some dead books lying on a shelf, but he's a moving, active, fully mobile and sentient encyclopedia. The living encyclopedia, the walking encyclopedia. So that means the Bhakti Sanat Saraswati, when he was on this planet, he was like encyclopedia, Vedic concordium, Vedic knowledge, sakshat. Similarly, Vedavyas Vrindavanas Thakur is glorifying Gaurasundara Mahaprabhu as a Sakshat Bhagavat Tattva, Sakshat Veda Shruti Smriti Itihas, Sakshat Veda Tattva. And everyone could see that, Sabdeki. Dasi hai prasada duki re haila, Britta abhimani sabataha nabdakila. Despite her being a maidservant, Duki Mata received mercy that can never be seen by those who are falsely proud. Duki Mata was a maidservant in the house of Srivas Thakur, but somehow by the simple service of bringing Gangajal, pots of Gangajal every day for the Lord's bath and the Lord's drinking, then she pleased Lord Gaurasundara. He was so pleased that he changed her name from Duki to Suki. You can say, I suppose, he initiated her. Such activities are examples of incidents described in the Vedas and Bhagavatam. Ki kahiba Shiva sera bhagyera mahima janradasa dasira bhagyera nahisima. I cannot describe the great fortune of Srivas Thakur. There is no end to the good fortune of even the servants and maidservants in his house, the das and dasis. This is a few verses, 10 verses here, long verses. Hekandina nache prabho Srivasa mandire suke shinivasa ari sankirtana kare daive vyari jogye grihe Shivasa nandan paraloka hailena deki narigan anande karena nritya shri shachi nandan hachambite Shivasa grihe utila krandan satware aila grihe pandita Shivas deki pucha haijache paraloka vas paramagambira bak Mahatattva Gyani Shri Ganere Prabodhite Lagila Pani Tomarato Sabajana Krishner Mahima Samvara Rodana Sabe Chite Deha Kshama Antakale Sakrichuni Le Jandranam Atimaha Patakiyo Jaya Krishnadam Hina Prabhu Apane Sakshate Kare Nritya Gunagaya Jata Tandra Brahmadika Britya Esamaye Jahara Haila Paraloka Hihate Ki Juyayai Karite Arashoka Kon Kaleye Shishur Ambhagya Pai Jabe Kritarta Kariya Apanare Manitabe. Text 24 through 33, chapter 25. One day, when Gauranga Natarat, Gauranga Sundara, was dancing in Srivas's house, all the devotees were happily engaged in Sankirtan with him. By the arrangement of providence, the wives of all the brahmanas that were dancing with the Lord inside the house, they were watching the son of Srivas leave his body because he had some disease. While dancing in ecstasy, Sri Shachinandan heard crying coming from the house of Srivas. Srivas ran to the room and found that his son had left his body. But Srivas was most sober and conversant with the intricacies of spiritual knowledge, so he tried to solace and consoled the ladies. Listen, you all know the glories of Krishna. Please stop your crying and pacify your minds. A person who even once hears the name of Krishna at the time of death attains the abode of Krishna, even if he's most sinful. That Lord is now personally dancing here in the courtyard of our house. Gauranga's servants are headed by Brahma. They're glorifying Gauranga's qualities. Is it proper to lament for a person who leaves his body at such an auspicious and fortunate time? I hope I can become as fortunate as this child of ours. If so, I will consider my life successful. The Tika of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to chapter 25, verse 24 through 33 is 16 pages long. Probably one of the longest tikas in the whole Chaitanya Bhagavat, one of the longest commentaries. And it's actually a full quotation of the Bengali and English of a poem or a song written by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's Shiksha Guru and dear father, Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod. It's called Shoka Satana, the Destroyer of Lamentation. So we'll read the English because this is a Chaitanya Bhagavat reading and discussion, so I'll just read the English from this Shoka Satana by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If someone wants to read the Bengali, then they can, although it's very beautiful. Pradosha Samaye Srivasangane Sangopane Goramani Shri Hari Kirtane Nache Nanarange Uti Lamangala Dwani Mridanga Madala Bhaje Karatala Maje Maje Jayatur Prabhura Natana Deki Sakalera Haila Santapa Dur. Gives you an idea of Bhaktivinoda's expertise in Bengali poetry. In the evening, Lord Gauranga danced in various ways within the enclosed courtyard of Srivas Thakur as the auspicious vibration of Hari's name filled the atmosphere. Mridangas, drums, kartals, and occasional cries of jaya mixed in the kirtan. Everyone who saw the Lord's dancing lost all their misery. Devotees became intoxicated in uninterrupted ecstatic love. Forgetting themselves, they continually danced around Gaurachandra. Just at that time, the son of Srivas left his body because of disease inflicted by providence. And all the ladies loudly expressed their grief. Bhaktivinoda feared that if this crying became too loud, Gauranga's dancing would be disturbed. Srivas realized this and went inside the house, soulless to ladies with his nectarine instructions, and said, "Listen, you foolish ladies, why uselessly lament? How can distress remain in the presence of ecstatic love for Krishna?" One who has accepted Krishna as his eternal son never laments. Temporary attachment is the cause of one's ruination. You are here to worship Krishna, so remain joyful on the spiritual platform. As long as you remain in this body, become attached to Krishna. Accept Krishna as your wealth, companion, and life. You should understand that bodily relationships with your brothers, friends, husbands, and children are all temporary. Listen, ladies. Who is anyone's husband or son? All are temporary relationships. You cannot keep such relationships forever. As a result of one's karma, a jiva becomes someone's son and sits on his lap. But when his karma is over, he cannot remain here. Living entities who find happiness and distress in these temporary relationships become degraded and go far from the feet of Krishna. Control your lamentation, my dear ladies, and enter deeply into the ecstasy of chanting Krishna's name. Namanande Maja Sabe. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desires will be fulfilled. Remember with a purified heart that you have surrendered your wealth, companions, body, and house to Krishna. Why do you lament, O ladies, and say, "Oh, my son"? Krishna has taken this dear one for his own pleasure. Everything happens by the will of the Lord. This is a show of your ignorance if you're trying to derive happiness and distress from temporary incidents. Accept that Krishna's will is beneficial for everyone. Give up your selfish desires to enjoy this son and be freed from contamination. Krishna gives, Krishna takes, and Krishna maintains everyone. Krishna protects and Krishna kills whenever he desires. Deya Krishna, Neya Krishna, Pale Krishna Sabe, Rake Krishna, Mare Krishna, Icha Kare Jabe. The desires of one who opposes the desires of Krishna will never be fulfilled. Such a person achieves only misery. Give up all lamentation, hear the name of Krishna, feel ecstasy, and your desires will be fulfilled. Bhaktivinoda begs at the feet of Srivas for the strength to fully surrender to the Lord in life and in death. Bhaktivinoda mage Srivasa charane, atmanavedana shakti jivane marane. All of you consider the good fortune of this child of yours and then give up your illusions and lamentation which have overcome your heart. Nanda Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, has appeared as Shachinandan in Nadia. That same Gokul Chandra is ecstatically dancing with his devotees in my courtyard. This child of mine has left his body while hearing the Lord chant in love of God and Preeti, Hari Preeti Vibhor. I hope I can become fortunate like this son of ours, and then I will cross this ocean, Bhavasagar. You should all appreciate the good fortune of this child. Why are you allowing your hearts to be troubled with lamentation? If my instructions don't pass of you, then you will be deprived of the mellows of Krishna consciousness, rasa avasheshe. You will not be able to enter the rasas of bhakti. Then I will drown myself in the waters of the Ganga, said Srivas. Such a prospect presented by Srivas frightens Bhaktivinoda Thakur. After hearing the words of Srivas Pandit, the chaste wives of all the devotees present there gave up their lamentation over the dead son of Srivas and fixed their minds on the nectar of Hari's name, Hari Rase Dilaman. They gave all their man, all their attention, all the respect, all the regard and mentality to Hari Ras. Hari Rase Dilaman. Srivas returned to the courtyard filled with ecstasy. He forgot everything and danced with Gauranga and sang the glories of Nanda Nandan. Although Srivas's son died early in the night, no one in the courtyard knew. They passed the entire night chanting the auspicious holy names. As the kirtan came to an end, Gaurahari said, "Why am I feeling unhappy today in the kirtan? I think some misfortune has occurred in your house and taken away my happiness." Devotees told the news of Srivas's son to Gauranga. Gauranga explained, "Ah, alas, this pains my heart. Why didn't you inform me of this calamity when it happened?" After hearing the Lord's words, Srivas fell to the ground and humbly replied, "O Lord, I could not tolerate seeing your ecstasy disturbed. O Lord, only one of my sons died. Why should I be distressed? Even if they all die, I would be happy just by seeing your face. If your dancing was disturbed, I would have died. To prevent this disturbance, I did not give you this bad news. O Lord, now order us so that we can perform the last rites for my son." Hearing this, Gauranga began to cry. And he said, "How will I give up everyone and leave? If I do, my life will be ruined." Having received Gaurachandra's order, they brought the dead child into the courtyard. Then Gauranga spoke to the child, "O child, why are you leaving Srivas?" Then the spirit soul, which was formerly the son of Srivas, spoke through the mouth of that dead child, "O my Lord, your activities are meant to instruct everyone. You are the unlimited supreme absolute truth, non-different from spiritual potency. The spiritual potency manifests in three varieties to assist your pastimes by your will. Your eternal pastimes, Nityalila, is manifested by your Ladini Shakti, and she gives you happiness. That spiritual potency in the form of Jiva Shakti manifests the marginally situated living entities who are like spiritual sparks. The Maya Shakti, the spiritual potency as the Maya Shakti, creates a material world which he binds in materialistic living entities. You are completely spiritual. You are a complete spiritual ecstasy, my Lord. While I am a spiritual spark, by nature I am your servant. You are independent and I am fully dependent. I have become degraded because of giving up your lotus feet. While I independently desired to enjoy Maya, I lost my constitutional nature, bound by Maya and the material world, entangled in a network of karma. According to your will, Maya has bound me in this world with the chains of fate. Now I have taken birth from Malini, the wife of Srivas, in this house. And by that same fate I am leaving this house. I can't stay any longer. Your will, my Lord, is most powerful. My will is very weak. I am poor, insignificant living entity. Ami Jiva Kinchanachar. I must go wherever you send me. Who is anyone's son, husband, or father anyway? These material relationships have no basis of truth. You are the eternal maintainer of the living entities. One who gives up the shelter of your lotus feet and thinks that meeting and separation cause happiness and distress, he is actually an ass in the hands of Maya. And he merges in the ocean, Majena Samsara, a material existence. From the day Maya bound me with the ropes of ignorance and illusion, I have taken so many births and wandered under the control of Maya. Previously, I was born as a demigod, demon, human, animal, bird, insect. I was living on heaven, hell, earth to fulfill my material desires. I don't know what good deeds I have done to take birth in Nadia. I could see and touch your lotus feet. At the time of every one of my deaths, I suffered greatly. This time I am departing in great happiness because of your association. My only request, O Hari, is if I must take another birth by your will, that I will have prema bhakti for you. Then the child fell silent, and everyone became absorbed in ecstasy. The Lord spoke to Shivas. Shivas, you are my servant. It is known throughout the world that I am bound by your love. You are the commander in chief of the devotees, Bhaktagan Senapati. Let your glories be sung throughout the world, Jagate Tomara Charita. Let the people of the world see that the bondage of Maya, the predominating deity of this material world, can never bind you. You, Srivas, have offered your wealth, followers, body, and house to me, and your only happiness is in happily serving me. Your family life nourishes my pastimes. Let all householders learn from your behavior. Both Nityananda and I are bound by your love, Tava Prema Bada, and we enjoy ecstasy by considering us your sons. One who accepts Nittai and I as his eternal sons does not become attached to his mortal son, either in birth or death. I am eternally indebted to you, Srivas, because of your bhakti. You alone can release me of my debts out of your saintly nature. On seeing Chaitanya's mercy on Srivas, all the devotees danced and chanted, all glories to Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Nityananda, Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Bali Nache Gan Gan. Who can describe the ecstatic love manifested in the house of Srivas? There was a battle of conflicting emotions, Baba Yuda, an ecstatic crying, Ananda Krandan, as the entire house became filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Utte Krishna Prema Maya. The four brothers of Srivas fell at Gauranga's feet. Their voices became choked with love of God. As they humbly offered prayers, cried and rolled on the ground in ecstatic love. O Praneshwara, O Hainavipad, Pratidina Janahai. O Lord of our lives, may such a calamity occur every day so that our attachment for your lotus feet will continually increase. When we can remember you in either distress or happiness, that is an auspicious day for us. O Hari, if a day is passed without remembering you, that is an inauspicious day. The Lord, who is affectionate to devotees, picked up the dead child and chanted the auspicious names with the devotees. Continually chanting, they went to the bank of the Ganga and used the Ganga Jal to perform the last rites of the child. The Ganga spoke, and Ganga Mata said, "My good fortune is unlimited. My past pious deeds have now borne fruit." Then Ganga accepted the dead body into her waters, into her embrace. Then she very lovingly touched the soft lotus feet of Gaur. Holding the child of Srivas in the embrace of her waves, the goddess Ganga became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The devotees chanted constantly the names of the Lord, seeing the ecstatic mood of Ganga. Demigod showered flowers, and all the vimans of the demigods filled the sky. Everyone became absorbed in various emotions as they completed the child's last rites and took bath. Everyone returned to their homes in ecstasy. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeals to the audience who are reading this prayer. Oh, everyone, please, Nadia Nagare Gora Charita Amrita, Piya Shoka Bhaya Chara Stira Kara Chita. Drink, Piya, the nectarian characteristics of Gauranga's Nadia pastimes. Nadia Nagara Gora Charita Amrit. Gora Charita Amrit. The nectar of the characteristics in life and pastimes of Nadia Nagara. Agora Chandra, that Nagar of Nadia, and pacify your heart by giving up all lamentation and fear. Anitya Samsara Bhai Krishna Matrasar Agora Shiksha Mate Krishna Bhaja Anivar. Bhaktivinoda continues to address all of us. Oh Bhai, oh brothers, this material world is temporary. Krishna is the only essence. Always engage Krishna Matra Sar. Always engage in the worship of Krishna according to the Gaura Shiksha, the teachings of Lord Gaur. Gaurara Charanadari Jai Bhagyavan Braje Radha Krishna Bhaje Se Mora Pran. Any fortunate person who catches hold of Gaur's lotus feet and worships Radha and Krishna in Braj is my life and soul. Braje Radha Krishna Bhaje, Se Mora Pran. Radha Krishna Gora Chanda Nari Brindavan, He Macha Hara Sara Pave Nityadan. Bhaktivinoda says, take Radha Krishna Gora Chanda Nadia and Brindavan as the essence of your life, and you will attain eternal wealth. Vidya Bhuri Hina Dina Akinchanachar Karma Gyan Shunyami Shunya Sadachar. I am devoid of intelligence and education, fallen, meek, poor, and insignificant, devoid of pious deeds, knowledge, and proper behavior. Shri Guru Vaishnava More Dilena Upadi Bhaktihini Upadi Haila Ebi Vyadi. My spiritual master, Shri Guru, and the Vaishnavas have given me the name Bhaktivinoda, yet because I am devoid of devotion, this name has become a disease, a vyadi, Jatana Kariyase Vyadi Nivarane, Sharana Layanu Ami Vaishnava Charane. To cure this disease, I have taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavera Padaraja, Mastake Dharya, Eshoka Shatana Gaya Bhakti Vinoda Diya. Taking the dust of the Vaishnavas' feet on my head, I, Bhaktivinoda, sing this Shok Satana, destroyer of lamentation. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur continues in text 34. Jariva samsara dharme narasam varite vilambe kandhiha jara jailayachite. If you cannot check these family emotions, then at least cry to your satisfaction later. Anya anya keya e akyana nashunya. This is, of course, Srivasa speaking. Pache takorera nritya sukha bangahaya. Don't let anyone else hear about this incident. Otherwise, the Lord's happiness from dancing will be disturbed. Kala rava shuni jari prabhu bhaya pai. Tabayaji ganga prave shimu sarvatai. If by hearing your commotion the Lord regains his external consciousness, then I will certainly drown myself in the Ganga. Now Vrindavana says, Sabe stira hai lena shivasa vachane, chali lena shivasa prabhura sankirtane. After hearing Shivasa's words, the ladies became pacified, then Shivas returned to the Lord Sankirtan. Paranande Sankirtana Karaya Shivas Puna Puna Bararo Vishesha Ulas. So of course we heard this song from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which described this whole pastime that was given in the purport. And now again we're hearing the story from Vrindavan Das Thakur, which we would have heard if we didn't pause for the purport. But we want to honor Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Thakur, who included that long song, Shoka Satana, as a purport to text, so many texts, all those texts, 30, 34, that 16-page purport. But now going back to the thread of the story, Vrindavan Das Thakur is continuing the story. So we're having a flashback now, or a repeat of what we just heard from Bhaktivinoda. Now it's being retold in the beautiful Bengali poetry of Vedavyas Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. So we're going to hear a repeat of the whole story. Shivas goes back. Lord Chaitanya dances in ecstasy. Then he stops. Why don't I feel well? Oh, my son died. And he goes and meets them. Then the son speaks. So be prepared to hear it all over again. As Shivas participated with great ecstasy in the Sankirtan with Mahaprabhu and all his devotees in Shivasangam, his emotional happiness repeatedly increased. Srinivasa Panditera Emana Mahima Chaitanjera Parshadhera E Guna Simha. Such are the glories of Shivas Pandit, who is most qualified of Chaitanya's Parshad's associates, Guna Simha. He had unlimited good qualities. Swanu bhava anande nritya kare gora chandra katakshane rahilena lahi bhakta brinda. Gora chandra danced in his own ecstatic mood. After some time, he and the devotees stopped the kirtan. Parampara shunilena sarva bhakta gan panditera putra haila vaikunta gaman. Gradually the word spread among the devotees that Shivas Pandit's son went to Vaikuntha. Tarapi okeya kichu vyakta nahikare, dukha bara paelena sabayantare. Still, no one dared to disclose the news to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They kept their distressed feelings hidden within their heart. Sarvagyara chudamani shri gora sundar, jignasena prabhu sarva janera antara. Sri Gaurasundara, the crest jewel of all omniscient persons, Sarvagya, Sarvagya Chudamani. Chudamani means the crest jewel, the top, Chudamani, Chura means a top knot of hair on the head of Gauranga. He's a jewel on that top knot, top jewel on that top knot. And he's of all the sarvagyas, sarvagyas. He placed a question before everyone present. Prabhu Bali, Aji mora chitta ke manakari, kon dukkha hai jache panditeragari. Mahaprabhu said, I cannot explain how I feel today. Has some distress entered the house of Shivas? Pandita Balina. Prabhu mora kon dukkha, jaragari suprasana tumara shimukha. My lord, what distress could I have when your pleasing lotus face is present in my house? Suprasana means very, very pleasing. Shimukha. Shesha chilena jata sakala mahanta kalilena panditera puchara britanta. Eventually the devotees informed Mahaprabhu what had happened to Shivas Pandit's son. Sambrame balaya prabhu kaha katashan shunilena chari danda rajani yakan. Mahaprabhu asked gravely, how long ago did this happen? He was then told it happened early in the evening. Tomara ananda vanga bhaye shi nivas kahare ohianai karina prakash. Feeling that your ecstasy would be disturbed, Gauranga, Srinivas did not inform anyone about this. Paraloka hayat jache adhaya prahar ebe agyadeha karya karita satvar. It is nearly 7.5 hours since the child left his body. Now please give us permission to perform the last rites. Shuni Srivasarati aduta katan govinda govinda prabhu karina smaran. On hearing about Srivas's wonderful activities, the Lord remembered Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Prabhu Bali, Hena Sangha Chadiba Ekke Mate, Hetam Bali Mahaprabhu Lagi Lakandite, Pucha Shoka Na Janila, Jai Mohara Preme, Hena Sava Sangha Muni Chadiba Kemani. Mahaprabhu said, how will I give up such association? How will I give up the association of one who did not lament for his son out of love for me? Hetabali Mahaprabhu Kandena Nibhara Tyaga Vakeshuni Sabe Chintena Antara. After speaking like this, Mahaprabhu cried profusely. And everyone became thoughtful hearing him speak about Tyag, renunciation. Nahi jani ki paramad padiye kakan anjon ye chintaje sakala bhaktagan. The devotees discussed among themselves, but they could not understand when the calamity would occur, when such calamity would occur. Ngari hasta chadiya prabhu karibe sanyas tabe dwani kari khande chadiya nishvas. The devotees concluded that Gauranga sighed deeply and cried loudly because he would eventually leave household life and accept sannyas. In other words, somehow there's a connection between Shivas' child leaving everyone, his immediate family and uncles, Shivas' brother and his mother, Malini, and all the other devotees who always get so attached to children. They're seeing some connection between the Lord's crying and lamenting over that and the Lord's own leaving all of them to take sannyas. Stira hai lena jadi takura dekia satkara karite shishu jayena laya. When Mahaprabhu became somewhat pacified on seeing the child, he prepared to take the child for performing his last rites. Mrita Shishu Prati Prabhu Balena Vachan Shivasera Garachari Jao Ki Karan. The Lord asked the dead child, Why are you leaving Shivas's house? Shishubali, Prabhuyena Nirabanda Tamar, Anyata Karaya Shakti Achekahar. O Lord, this is a destiny arranged by you, who has the power to change it? Mrita Shishu Tara Karaye Prabhusane Paramadbhuta Shune Sarva Bhaktagane. All the devotees were struck with wonder to hear the dead child reply to the Lord's question. The child continued, Ede hete jateka divas, nirbanda achila, bujilana seras. I stayed in this house as long as I was destined to live in this body. Nirbanda guchila, ararhati nepari, ebe chalilana anya nirbandita pura, e dehera nirbanda gela, rahite nepari, hena kripa kara jena, choma na pasari. Ke kahara bap, Prabhu, ke kara nandan, sabe apanara karma kariye punjan. Jatadina bhagya chila, shiva sera gare, achilana ebe chali lama anya pore. Saparshade tomar, charane namaskar, aparara na laya, vidaya amar. The child said, I stayed and enjoyed as long as I was destined to live in this body. My destined time is now completed. I can't remain any longer. I am going to another predestined body. My destined time in this body is finished, so I cannot stay. Be merciful so that I may not forget you. O Lord, who is anyone's father and who is anyone's son? Everyone enjoys the fruits of his own karma. As long as I had the good fortune, I lived in the house of Shivas. Now I am going to the house of someone else. I offer my obeisances at the feet of you and your associates. Please do not consider my offenses. I am leaving now. Eta bali niraba haila shishukai, he mata kotuka kari shigorangarai. After speaking like this, the child's body became silent. Such are the wonderful pastimes of Sri Gaurangarai. Sri Gaurangaraya ki. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives a purport. Through the mouth of a child, Sri Gaurasunda revealed to the people the truth of the philosophy of reincarnation. The gross and subtle bodies covering the jiva are not eternal. The jivatma, pure spirit soul, accepts these gross and subtle bodies, sukshma sharira and linga sharira, as coverings, and then later must give them up. Accepting these bodies, the jiva wanders on the gross and subtle platforms, identifying himself as a doer of actions. The spirit soul never actually wanders on the platform of karma and jnana. Everyone does not have the good fortune of attaining the association of Sri Gaurasundara. Amritya pucha muke shuni apura katan ananda sagare base sarva bhaktagan. After hearing these extraordinary topics from the mouth of the dead child, Apurva Katana. All the devotees floated in the ocean of bliss. Ananda Sagar Bhase. Ananda Sagare Bhase Sarva Bhaktagan. Pucha Shoka Dukkha Gela Shivasa Goshtir. Krishna Paramananda Sukhe Haila Ashtir. The family members of Shivas Thakur forgot all about their lamentation, shok and duk, distress, for their child, and they themselves became agitated in ecstatic love of God. They lost themselves in the bliss of love, the bliss of Krishna Prem. Krishna Preme Srinivasa Goshtira Sahite Prabhura Charanadari Lagila Kandite. and there Krishna Prem. Srivas and his family caught hold of the Lord's feet and began to cry, Prabhu, Prabhu Charanadhari, Kandite, Janma Jama Tumi Pita, Matta Putra Prabhu, Tomara Charana Jena Napasari Kabu. Shiva said, birth after birth, O Mahaprabhu, you are our father, mother, son, and master. May we never forget your lotus feet. Jekane Shekane Prabhu, Kene Janmanai, Tomara Charani Jane Prima Bhakti Rahi. O Gauranga Prabhu, it does not matter where we take birth, but may we always have loving devotion for your lotus feet. Charibai Prabhura Charane Kaku Kare, Chatur Dige Bhakta Gana Kande Uchaishware. As the four brothers of Srivas Thakur offered humble words at Gauranga's feet, the devotees in all four directions began to cry loudly, Bhaktagan Kande Uchai Sware, loud Kande. Krishna Preme Chaturdige Uttila Krandan, Krishna Prema Maya Haila Srivasa Bhavan. The sound of crying and ecstatic love for Krishna rose in the four directions as the entire house of Srivas became filled with love of Krishna, Krishna Prema Maya. The house became saturated with the vibrations of pure love of God. And then Gauranga spoke, Prabhupada, Shuna Shuna Srivas Pandit, Tumita Sakala Jana Samsara Rita, E Sava Samsara Duka, Tomara Kidhai, Je Tomare Deke Seha, Kabu Nahi Pai, Aminitinanda Dui Nandana Tomar, Chite Tumi Vyata Kichuna Bhaviha Ar. Gauranga said, Srivas Pandit, listen. You know very well the nature of material existence. The miseries of material existence do not affect you. Even one who sees you is not affected by such miseries. Nityananda and I are your two sons, so you should no longer feel any grief in your heart over the absence of your son. Gaurasundara said to Srivas, the devotees of the Supreme Lord never have any connection with the material world. If one accepts the Supreme Lord, Krishna or Gauranga, as one's husband, wife, or son, to fill the absence of any such most basic relationship, then one will attain the direct association of that eternal personality, Lord Gauranga or Lord Krishna. Simply by seeing the Lord's relationship with all objects, a living entity becomes liberated from the conditioned state. Shimukera parama karunya vakya shuni chaturdige bhaktagana kari jaya dwani. On hearing this karuna vakya, on hearing this parama karuna vakya from Shimukera, hearing this parama karuna vakya, this supremely compassionate and loving words from the sweet, beautiful Srimukha of Gauranga, Gauranga Srimukha, all the devotees filled all directions with Jai, Jai. Sarvagana Saha Prabhu Bhalaka Laya Chalilena Ganga Tire Kirtana Kariya. Gauranga and all his devotees performed kirtan and took the child to the Ganga. Yatochita Kriyakari Kaila Ganga Snan Krishnavali Sabe Grihe Karila Payan. After performing the appropriate rituals and taking Ganga Snan, everyone returned home chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Prabhu Bhaktagana Sabe Gela Nijagar Shiva Seira Goshti Sabha Haila Vival. Gauranga and all his devotees returned to their individual homes, and Srivas's family became overwhelmed, Bival. He sabani gura kata, jekare shravan, avasya miliba tare Krishna premadan. One who hears these confidential topics will certainly attain their wealth of ecstatic love for Krishna, Krishna Premadan. Niguda Kata Shravan, Niguda Kata Shravan, Krishna Premadhanan. Shiva Sera Charani, Rahuka Namaskar, Gora Chandra Nityananda Nandana Janhar. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Shivas Thakur, whose sons were Gora Chandra Nityananda. He Sabad Bhutta Se Navadvipe Hai, Bhaktira Pratita Haya. Bhaktira Nai, such wonderful pastimes, Adbhuta Leela, took place in Navadvip. The devotees accept them, but the non-devotees do not. Madhyakande Parama Purva Sabakata, Amrita Shishu Tatvagyana Kahilena Kata. The topics of the Madhyakanda are most extraordinary, for a dead child's narration on spiritual topics is included among them. Hena Mate Navadvipe Sri Gora Chandra Gora Sundar Viharaye Sankirtana Suke Nirantara. In this way, Lord Gora Sundar continually enjoyed the happiness of Sankirtan and Navadvip. Gauranga Sundar's Navadvip Sankirtan Leela Ki Jai.